Have you ever been on a long and lazy road trip on a warm summer day, the windows down in the car, and sticking your hand out the side window to feel the force of the wind steer and guide your hand in the warm breeze? Or maybe slipping your fingers into a cool, steady stream, the force of the water in the brook pushing against your hand. Unable to resist the presence of your hand, the water always faithfully finds a way around every obstacle, doesn't it? Well, like the water, do you ever seek your own way? A satisfying way around barriers, accomplishing your own secret desires? Well, the theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 21 is being found faithful. Living and moving by faith, allowing the force of God to steer and guide you. So where is your quiet place? Well, begin your meditation by settling where you can into a time of quiet faith. As your breathing begins to relax and your eyes close without effort, center on the eternal presence of God, Spirit, and Son, now steering and guiding you. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 40. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, find me faithful. May God bless the reading of His Word. The Lord searches and examines your mind and tests your heart. Lord God, find me faithful. The Lord gives to each person according to their ways. Lord God, find me faithful. And the Lord gives to each person according to the results of their deeds. Lord God, find me faithful. Continue on now by faith for a moment longer, believing in this time of prayer and contemplative meditation to be channeled for you by God. When facing the forces of the world, do you have plans to resist the forces that are your own? Hidden, secret motivations? Ways that seem right to you, but how do you react to the forces in the world that push against you? Scan your body and your mind for a moment as you begin to release your ways, your plans. Note how you feel intentionally surrendering by faith to the channeling power of God. Center on His way for a moment. Center too on your breathing. Continue on by taking several deep, complete belly breaths, each one full and deep and slow, one after the other. Become mindful of each breath. You can try for a moment, but you can't really control the pace, can you? Feel the need to breathe and surrender to that need, center on the resolve. You may notice some caution in surrendering your way to God's way, giving in to the need to resolve to the divine. We'll celebrate that. Let that become part of your meditation, feeling outside forces pushing against you, and then being found faithful to surrender to the ways of God. Center on your breathing, and center on the sacred word, faithful. Now continue as you center on listening for God through His Word in this, the first of three divine readings from Holy Scripture. Here imagine this passage as a personal note to you from King Solomon through the Holy Spirit as you center on a new experience. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2 from the New International Reader's Version. So then, my faithful friend, I know that sometimes you may think your own way is right, but never forget that the Lord knows what you are thinking. He knows best. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture, and listen for Him in between the words. A person might think their own ways are right, but the Lord knows what they are thinking. What did you notice this time? For this next minute, contemplate on what you heard and let your mind drift as the Spirit now guides you. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions that are stirred. Listen to the same passage, but a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. A king's heart is like channeled water in the Lord's hands. He directs it wherever he chooses. All a person's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs hearts. Doing what is righteous and just is more acceptable to the Lord than mere sacrifice. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here for a moment, reflecting on how this passage made you think and feel and reflect. Let this next minute be a free pondering of thoughts guided by God. You are safe here, so let Him guide you. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, you are my King, and I know a king's heart is like channeled water in your hand. You direct it wherever you choose. All of my own directions seem right to me, but you, Lord God, weigh my heart. So please find me faithful in doing what is righteous and just, for that is more acceptable to you than sacrifice. I pray and plead this now in your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in this reading? Knowing that the pressures of the world are like channeled water in his hands, for a moment, consider that even though you may know what is right, he will direct you wherever he chooses. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to the babbling brook, slipping your fingers into the cool and steady stream. Feel the force of the water in the brook pushing against your hand. Feel the pressure and the resistance. Now notice how the water always faithfully finds a way around your hand, and reflect on how God channels your own life too, directing it, guiding it, steering it. Take this next minute to surrender to his direction. Stop resisting and let him guide you so that you are found to be faithful. Stay here for a while longer, being guided by God, breathing, exploring, and trusting him by faith. Silently whisper your centering prayer, Lord God, find me faithful. As you float along, faithfully being channeled by God, be mindful of others you encounter on the way that are resisting God's direction. How might God use you to help another be found faithful in following his guidance? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the first new light of morning sun or the long shadows of evening, let your faith freely guide you to explore new lands, new relationships, and new moments, for it will be then and there you will encounter the guidance of God. With your eyes closed, let me pray this final benediction and blessing over you. To accept the truth that you often think your own ways are right, superior to God's ways. But may you never forget the Lord knows what you are thinking. By God's grace and the gift of faith, may you know the love found in Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the forgiveness of God, now and forever. Amen.